Begin by finding a comfortable place to sit. Close your eyes, or you can keep them open. Take in a deep breath and exhale. The intention of the session is to help you to communicate easier with your guides. Every human has the ability to be happy and feel loved. If you feel lost or lonely, you can ask your guides for help. Or if you feel angry, sad, or depressed, communicate that to your guides. Tell them how you want to feel. Ask for help and guidance on how to feel better. And if you feel thankful, let your guides know. What if your mind is saying, "Yeah, right, guides aren't real. I can't see or hear them." The mind only believes what is tangible, which means your mind may block you from being able to see, feel, and hear your guides. Guides are not tangible. They're made of light and energy. Because of this, you may not be able to see, feel, and hear your guides right away. In time, you will be able to see, feel, and hear your guides. I've created a little game so your mind will know your guides can hear you. This game will make your guides tangible. Your mind will like this. If your mind doesn't believe in your guides, your mind will continue to block you from communicating with your guides. We are ruled by our mind, so it's important to work with your mind to help your mind to understand. Take in a deep breath and exhale. Begin by bringing your focus and energy to your heart. Gather all of your energy and sense your heart. If you find it difficult to sense your heart, you can place one of your hands on your heart. This will help your mind to focus easier. You are touching your heart. You've made your heart more tangible for your mind. You are working with your mind. Your mind can now focus on your heart. Continue to focus on your heart. Is there something you would like to ask your guides? Go ahead and ask. You can ask your question out loud, or you can ask your question through thoughts. Do whatever feels right to you. Follow your intuition. Can you tell the difference between your intuition and your mind? It can be confusing. Your intuition will always come through before the thoughts of your mind. Say if you saw, felt, or heard something immediately after you asked your question. That was your intuition. You were intuitively sensing your guides. In a few moments, your mind probably jumped in and started talking to you. The mind likes to be in charge. The mind is fearful, so be careful not to believe the fearful things your mind is telling you. To help develop your intuition, it's a good idea to work with your intuition often. Try listening to your intuition throughout the day. You don't have to follow it, just be aware and listen. Soon it will be easy to know the difference between your intuition and your mind. Did you ask your guides your question? Do you feel that your guides heard you? I created a little game to play with your guides. By playing this game, you will know that your guides can hear you. The game will make your guides more real and tangible. In a moment, you are going to ask your guides to touch you. You aren't going to ask to be touched in a specific place, so your mind won't know how to block it. This is key. Your guides might touch your hand, arm, forehead, or maybe they'll touch your back or your foot. You won't know until it happens. This game is essentially for your mind. You are helping your mind so your mind doesn't stop you from what you are doing. Your guide's touch may feel soft, rough, or maybe it'll feel a little sparkly. Their touch may feel cold, warm, or maybe it will feel like a gentle breeze. You won't know until it happens. Your mind will witness that your guides just touched you. That makes your guides tangible and real. Then your mind will believe that your guides can hear you. It's true, your guides do hear you. When your mind believes, your mind will allow you to see, feel, and hear your guides all of the time. That's the fun part. Now, ask your guides to touch you right now. Not later, now. It's best to be as specific as possible. Did you feel something? Watch your mind. Your mind may jump in and second-guess what you felt. Do your best to have fun with this game. When you have fun, you are using your heart and intuition, not your mind. Remember, your intuition will speak to you first. Try asking again. Ask your guides to touch you now. Remember, they can touch you anywhere. Your mind won't know, so your mind can't stop it from happening. Did you feel something? At first, it can be a very slight feeling. In time, you'll feel more and more. You can play this game every day if you like. If you weren't able to sense your guide's touch, that's okay. I know you will in time. Be kind to yourself. Allow yourself the time to learn to communicate with your guides. Take in a deep breath and exhale. This concludes your session. You have learned how to communicate easily with your guides. You have also learned a little game that will help your mind believe that your guides can hear you. Communicate with your guides every day. Develop your relationship with your guides. You can talk to them about anything. You can even tell them how thankful you are, or you can ask them for help and guidance. Your guides are always with you. You are never alone. You have the ability to be happy and feel loved. Your energy is in your heart. Always keep your energy in your heart.